Realty Nation. It's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to the Think Realty Podcast. Exciting lineup for you today. We're talking about San Francisco. Deborah Razzo with RentInspires.com will be with us in a little bit, talking about women in real estate and what she's doing with her community. Really excited to have that conversation. Also, what's selling right now with kitchen remodels? I'm not your crazy remodeling kind of guy, but you know what? This is what's selling right now. And we went to Detroit News to get some of these ideas and tactics and strategies. So I'm bringing them to you today on the show. We're also talking about St. Louis homes that are selling for a dollar. Do you remember when Detroit was doing the same thing? Oh, yes. We're talking about that and more on the show today. Should be a nice show, roughly about 18, 20 minutes long. So let's go ahead and get it started. This podcast today is brought to you by Roofstock. If you're ready to buy your next investment property, then check out Roofstock, the number one marketplace for buying and selling single-family rental homes. Featuring tenant-occupied rental properties for sale in over 20 states, Roofstock makes it easy to invest in cash-flowing real estate outside your local market. And to help you invest remotely with all the confidence, all the properties are backed by Roofstock's industry-leading 30-day money-back guarantee. Sign up for free today to find your next cash-flowing rental property at roofstock.com/thinkrealty. All right, let's jump right into San Francisco. San Francisco, I mean, you think about the most expensive cities in the United States, you think what? Seattle, New York City, like Boston, and of course, San Francisco. One of the statistics that I thought was very interesting, and this is the Housing Inventory Report, which was released earlier this month, San Francisco added only 37, this is kind of laughable actually, 37 new single-family units in all of 2018. All of last year, 37 single-family units that are new. Whereas, quote, new housing units over the last 5 years continues to be overwhelmingly in buildings with 20 or more units. I mean, makes sense, right? Packed in dense, it's hard to find new single-family rental units. Here's some interesting information, though, from LePage's February findings. Okay, LePage's February findings. I have my, I've got my yellow highlighter. Whenever I have my yellow, orange highlighter, whenever I have a highlighter in my hand, you know we're talking about markets, and I'm highlighting some data. So, the number of homes sold in San Francisco in February was 303 homes, down 8.5% from 331 in February of the previous year. The median price of a home between both condos and single-family units was $1.25 million, ladies and gentlemen, a 0% change from this time in 2018. $1.25 million? Like, no wonder people in California aren't finding good deals if that's the median price. If you don't know what median means, go to Google and check it out. Need some mathematics in that brain of yours. But listen, $1.2 million? So one thing that we talked about on Think Realty Radio was this concept of out-of-state investing. Yeah, look at that. Across all nine counties, the number of homes sold dropped 12.8% compared to February of 2018, while the Bay Area median price bounced up 2.7% from $750,000 to $770,000 across all types of units. So, I mean, this isn't really anything new. The title of this article was SF San Francisco Home Sales Continue to Drop, of course. I mean, you have the major affordability issue here, and San Francisco being one of the more expensive cities, $1.25 million, I wouldn't even want to buy a home in San Francisco. So if you're looking at investing, San Francisco may not be it, unless you can find some type of like crazy awesome deal downtown. I mean, I'd be down for partnering with you guys on that deal. That'd be great. All right, Deborah Razzo's up next. That's going to be a really fun conversation. Stay tuned. All right, we're back, Think Realty Nation. Right now, I'm really excited to have Deborah come on the line. She is the founder of Ren Inspires, RenInspires.com, and it's a group of women in real estate investing. And quite frankly, I mean, you know, my producer Matthew and I always go back and forth about how we always need more women in the real estate investing space outside of just the crazy guys that are in this industry trying to dominate it all. We need that good balance. So Deborah, welcome to the show. Really excited to have you.
Thanks, Avi. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you got it. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration for creating the women's, and now it's women's only, right? It's women's only real estate investing group?
It's women's only. Okay. And it's the Women Real Estate Network. Okay. REN is the acronym for it. And REN Inspires is our website, our Facebook page, our Twitter, our Instagram, REN Inspires.
Yeah.
And basically, it actually started out of my own need. Anybody who's in real estate knows this, that this can be an internal game and an external game. External game, hey, you know, learn how to make an offer, learn how the paperwork goes, learn how to do the practical side. But the internal game is like, you know, keeping it going. Why aren't you putting 10, 20 offers out a week and keeping that motivation? And I was kind of hitting my head against a wall as far as motivation went. And I wanted to reach out to other women who were rocking it. And so I scheduled a brunch and I invited a bunch of women real estate investors, full-timers in all kinds of different areas, and flippers or lady landlords or women who own storage units. And there was just about 10 of us, and we had brunch one Sunday afternoon. And we got together and we started sharing resources and telling each other, you know, some of the problems that we were having and going, okay, I have a lawyer for this, or I have a foundation guy for that. And it was just really great. It was inspirational and collaborative. And I said to them at the end of the brunch, hey, do you guys want to do this on a regular basis? I was thinking quarterly. And they were like, no, let's do it every other month. And that was the beginning. And then we started meeting every other month. And I thought, there's this whole group of women out there who don't even know these rock star women.
That's right.
And so why not start a meetup and start, you know, we started REN. And we started a meetup in Los Angeles. And that was like just about 3 years ago. And we only ask women to speak in the front of the room. And, you know, as well as I do, it's a male dominated industry. So there's a lot of men at the front of the room.
Yeah.
So we don't really get to see other women who are really kicking butt in the front of the room. Well, at REN, that's all you see. And it's really cool. And now we have 5 chapters. We have chapters in LA, Seattle, Orange County, San Diego, and Phoenix. And we're growing like crazy. So it's really cool. And it's a great way to get exposed to a lot of women in a lot of different areas of real estate.
That's incredible. I live in Atlanta. I hope you're coming to Atlanta soon. I heard
a little
bird told me you might be coming to Atlanta. I think it might be a little wren that told me that you're coming to Atlanta at some point.
Yeah, we're actually in negotiations with somebody to lead the Atlanta chapter.
Cool.
Yeah, we're looking and we've got somebody possibly in Dallas too. So we're working our way across the United States.
Right? I love it. What are some of the pros of meeting with like-minded real estate investors on a very regular basis? Because a lot of us listening and even watching are thinking, well, you know, geez, I'm a new investor, I'm a pro investor, and now I'm looking for that next strategy, that next idea to help me get from the level down here to this level up here that I want to be. What have been some of the benefits to you for really putting REN together and bringing some of these rock star kick butt women all in one space to connect and talk about what they've been working on?
Right. Well, we've done it. We've met those needs in a couple ways. We have an annual event called Ignite Your Fire Within. In fact, we just had our event in March. We had over 200 women come out, all, you know, sponsors. We had about 20 speakers in all kinds of different areas. And I think that when you get a room together that has that kind of energy to it, you realize, like, okay, this is a resource. Not only is it an energy resource, but it's a resource for all your connections. And you have these women who are mothers and wives, and they're living the same types of lives you're living, and they're killing it. And you identify with that. You're like, well, if they're doing it, I can do it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know that I'm started development here in Los Angeles. I started development in Los Angeles because I met a developer at our REN Seattle chapter. And she told me she used to be a flipper and how easy it was.
Yeah.
And I didn't ever see, I've never met a man developer tell me that. Yeah, I'm sorry. They just haven't.
Yeah.
Not only, they don't even look at me and say, you can be a potential developer. Like, they don't see that in me because they're looking at other men that see it in them.
That's
well,
right.
Now we have women that see it in each other. And
that's
it's
really
it's
cool.
Incredible. Yeah. And you know what? It's great you know, I don't know, you've probably heard that, you know, when you make a man a millionaire, he becomes a millionaire for life. When you make a woman a millionaire, she changes five generations. You know, women, when they make money, they tend to give back. In fact, Ren has a Ren Give Back program already.
I love that. And, I'm writing that down. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's a remarkable energy, and it's a remarkable way to live. And I think women identify with that. We're more collaborative. You know,
I think collaboration really here is key, right? Especially if you want to become an influencer, especially if you want to become that next level real estate investor, or even if you're just starting out, you got to collaborate with others, and you have to understand what the market is. I do want to get to sharing some of the resources, and then of course some of the journeys that you've had as a rock star woman real estate investor. But tell me about the Los Angeles market real quick. A lot of us that are thinking it's saturated, it's too expensive, there's too much stuff going on. New builds, are you crazy? Now I need like solar panels in the roof of my house. Like that just seems really chaotic. Y'all need to like come to the Southeast and make some more money here too. What can you like help me understand? Is the market in LA as bad as everybody's making it look to be?
That's interesting. I've just been in the past week to two different economic forecasts for the Los Angeles market. And, you know, they both came up with the same information. And that is that we're down less than 1% from this time last year. Now, does anybody know where we're going? You know, that's undefined, but we're changing. There's definitely a changing market. And I think that when you have a changing market, you have to look at a lot of different ways, a lot of different exit plans to whatever it is you're involved in, whether it's building, whether it's flipping, whether it's a landlording. Fortunately, I'm in builds that really work in a variety of different ways. And I looked at that because, you know, building is 18 to 24 months out and, you know, nobody knows where the market's going to be then. But we do know a few things, and that is that we're having a housing shortage. And that's what's driving rents up so much. And I don't think that's going to end unless, you know, something happens with unemployment. I mean, our unemployment is at an all-time low. So people are working here. So people need houses. So, you know, that's not going to change.
Yeah, that's right. I was just, I actually just went over a couple of San Francisco statistics. Do you want to guess how many new single-family units were built in San Francisco in all of 2018?
I can't imagine. I mean, San Francisco's on a peninsula, you know? Like, it's like Manhattan. There's no place to build. I don't know.
Yeah, so 37.
Wow.
I know, it's nuts. So like, you know, I talk to investors all across the country and they're saying, well, you know, like I like California for the right numbers. But if you know your market and if you have a good team like you do in Los Angeles, you can really do well. Like those investors, I mean, you have those investors that want to leave and invest in the Midwest and the Southeast. I get it. But there are also investors that are still making $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 for every deal they do. You just have to connect with the right people. So that's why putting together what you put together, I think, is really special. RentInspires.com is the website, right?
Yes, it is.
Cool. So I encourage everybody listening, watching, definitely check it out. It makes a whole lot of sense. If you're a kick-butt rock star woman real estate investor, RentInspires.com is your home. Deborah, tell us a little bit about some of your favorite strategies. What have you seen over the last year or even early this year? We just finished out the first quarter, headed into the second quarter. Where's your heads at? What are you thinking?
You know, I've been looking at things that are a little more recession-proof. And, you know, according to Warren Buffett, you know, some of those are storage units and mobile home parks. And I think that they're really interesting investments. In fact, we have a woman who's speaking about mobile home parks at our REN chapters this month. And, you know, I've come up with, you know, you talked about, you know, your plans in your markets and strategy and team are definitely part of it, but it's also what your business model is. You know, my business model is in fourplexes, developing fourplexes. And you know, it's not all construction that is high risk. It's certain areas. I wouldn't be building commercial at this point, you know, so it's definitely, you know, your business plan as well. So, yeah, I think there's definitely different strategies. And of course your network. I mean, that's what we're promoting at REN. You know, we have a lot of women who are making money together, you know, whether you're on the lending side, whether you're on the developing side, whether you're rolling your sleeves up, or, you know, whether you've got money to spare, you know, everybody can make money together. And that's great when there's, you create win-wins like that.
I love that. I mean, and that should be preached around the country when building these groups and building these communities. I'm really excited to see your expansions hopefully go well in Atlanta and Dallas. That's going to be really neat. And I'm definitely going to promote that to all the rock star women real estate investors, and kind of even investors that want to be really good investors, because they need a place to go outside of just your RIAs. Like, I love the RIAs, don't get me wrong, but sometimes I've had conversations with women. They're like, hey, you know what? It's a little intimidating, right? Like, the guy who's talking, he's preaching to the choir. He might be, or he's preaching to the crowd, right? He's like 60, 65, 70. It's like the old school thing. It's very unapproachable. I mean, I get that too, right? Like, I'll be sitting down in some of these meetup groups, and I'm like, geez, you know, like, I want to learn more about this strategy, but I feel a little intimidated. And I mean, me, right? Like, I don't really feel intimidated, but I want to be able to go somewhere where I can have that open dialogue. And I think that's really cool. When you talk about building your network, talk to me about how important that is for women to do that. If they say can't get to a REN event, or maybe it's passed, or maybe they just kind of missed out on it, what can they do for the remainder of this year that can really kind of lock them into their potentially investing community that's right in their backyard?
Right. You know, it's my theory that you need to surround yourself with people who are doing more than you're doing. You need to surround yourself with people who you want to elevate yourself to. So, you know, wherever you're, if you're the, what is that saying? If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
That's right.
You know, you need to find an environment of people that you're surrounded with that they're like, they're, you know, they're kicking butt. And and so, you know, whether it's men or women, you know, do that. Surround yourself with people like that. And then if there's an area that you want to get into, partner with them. You know, you want to learn. I mean, that's how I'm learning development. I'm partnering with somebody who develops, right? And I'm learning along the way. Now, do I need to add value as my part of the partnership? Yeah, I've tried to be the best partner ever.
Yes. You know? Yeah, you're going to show up on time. You're going to ask all the right questions. You're going to do everything that's required so that this individual sees you as an equal in the relationship and the partnership. Otherwise, it's not, you know, it's a take. It's not a give and take.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to be aware of that, you know? And so, you know, those are two of the things that I say you need to do. Surround yourself with amazing, incredible, smart people, and ask to partner and be the best partner that you could ever be, you know, and learn what they have to offer. You know, it's a really great way to not only build your net worth, but also accelerate your learning.
What's the number one thing that you've learned by starting RENinspires.com and really communicating with some of these women? Like, the top one gold nugget, or maybe offer one or two or three if you have like 30 seconds, 45 seconds left.
You know, oddly enough, you know, I'm a real estate investor. I didn't actually ever set out to start a networking company. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm an awkward networker. Like, I was actually once described as a wallflower at events.
Oh, you're one of those. I love those. Yeah. They're so great.
I know. So if you really want to hear the one thing that this has taught me, is get out of your comfort zone.
That's,
you know,
so true.
I had a comfort zone, and now I still have to work at getting out of my comfort zone. You know, a lot of people are afraid of networking, you know, and I was one of them. I felt really awkward at it,
yeah.
You know, but you need to just reach out. You need, people are people. Get interested in the person standing across from you, and whatever it is, you need to get out of your comfort zone, grow, learn, you know.
Get out of your comfort zone, grow, and learn. I love it. Deborah, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it. What's the best way to get in touch with you? And you have a new book coming out too, hopefully soon.
Oh my gosh. We just had a book come out. It,
awesome.
it coincided with our Ignite event.
Okay.
And it's called You Got This, Tips for Women Who Want to Rock It in Real Estate. It's available on Amazon. And it's 10 women's journey in real estate. We're all different types of investors. And everybody got to tell their story. And oddly enough, even though we weren't prompted this way. There's definitely a thread of education that's in the book and a thread of networking, but there's also a thread of intuition, which I think is uniquely feminine. And it really makes for a good read about, you know, having faith in yourself and having faith in what it is that you want to accomplish for, you know, your family or for others around you. So it's a really good read if anybody's interested out there.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to go to Amazon. I'm going to check it out. And it's called You Got This. So make sure that you go to Amazon, buy the book, and definitely support Deborah Razzo and what she's doing at reninspires.com. Deborah, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. This was great.
Yeah, you got it. See, there are a lot of folks that tell me that I have a face for radio, and I'm here to disprove this theory. I think that I look just as good on TV, if not a little bit better, than on radio. So that's really all I got.
I think you look great.
Well, thanks. That's the only thing. That's the only compliment I can give myself. All right. Think Realty Nation. Got questions for Deborah? Get in touch. Go to reninspires.com. Have questions for me? Thinkrealty.com. Ask a question. I mean, we're really putting together all of this in inviting some amazing guests like Deborah on the show to share their knowledge, share their strategies, and share how they got to where they can be. If you have an idea, and now is the time to implement it. And you need help along the way. Reninspires.com. Get in touch with Deborah. Get in touch with me. Go to thinkrealty.com. We'll be right back. This segment is brought to you by Narada Real Estate Investments, your premier source for cash flow investment property. Check them out. Go to www.turnkeyrealestateinvestments.com. So do you want to know the five trends for kitchen remodels? I think you do. I think you do. Now, here's the thing. You know just as well as I do that if you're renovating a house, the kitchen is one of the most important areas of the home that you want to get right. The NKBA report suggested that there are five trends that we take a look at. Number one, color. And ultra-sleek, ultra-modern finishes do make sense with only a white color. Something that I'm going to have in my house, I'm a huge fan of the, like, super like, edgy and your super clean lines. I like that kind of thing. But they're saying that you might want to go a little bolder in 2019 and beyond with color. Quote, the all-white kitchen will always have a place in ultra-modern homes. But you know what? We're heading into 2020. And bold colors are the way of the future. Definitely check it out. Number two, column refrigerators. These kind of look like industrial refrigerators. I first saw this, I'm like, a column refrigerator? What is that? And so I went to Google, I did a search, and it's just like a up and down fridge. And it's a little slimmer, it looks more industrial, and apparently that's making a comeback. So definitely check it out, column refrigerators. I do feel, though, that it would be a good space saver as well. So check it out. Trend number three, appliances that know how to cook. So in the world of smart TVs and smart everything and smart cars and even smart clothing, appliances are becoming smarter. So expect your fridge to be able to talk to you. Expect your stovetop to also have very similar technology. So get used to it. Appliances that are smart. I'm excited about this, and they know how to cook. I don't know how that's going to happen, but whatever it is, I'm excited for it. I can't wait to, like, just cook my salmon and hit a button. It's going to come out lickety-split, and it's going to be amazing. All right, that's trend number three. Trend number four, mixed metals. And you've seen this in homes that are renovated really nicely with a good interior design, interior finish. Quote, stainless steel used to prevail over the entire kitchen. And it used to be all stainless steel. I know that. I mean, that's what I used to do in my renovations. Not so much anymore. In the kitchen of the 2020s, it's going to boast an array of finishes. So get used to copper. Get used to different types of metals in the kitchen to offer that dynamic look. I'm excited for it. Number five, most important emphasis on accessibility. Quote, nearly 8 in 10 designers from this survey reported an increase in kitchen size, which is great. So you're, you know, a little more space, a little more accessibility. It's not necessarily new. It definitely follows this open kitchen concept that everybody's been investing in over the last couple of years. And it's going to be here to stay. We have an aging population. This aging population as well needs a little more room. And quite frankly, so do I, unless you live in New York City, in which case your kitchen fits into 10 square feet. So good luck to you in New York City. That being said, if you are renovating and you want to make the necessary investment and you want to be smart about it, pay attention to what others are doing in your area. These tips are good, but if one of these tips doesn't match up or it's not in line with what's going on in your community and what's selling, throw it away. Go with what works for you. And how do you know? Check out those Omen houses, get in touch with those agents, and find an interior designer that can really help you out. If you're like me and you can't match like your belt to your socks or your shoes, yeah, you're going to need help. So get some help. Moving on to St. Louis, selling homes for a dollar. This is a very interesting article. Quote, St. Louis is selling $1 homes to save parts of the city from decay, and there are more than 500 to choose from. Very interesting opportunity for real estate investors. I'm kind of intrigued by this because it's something very similar that Detroit used to do, except in Detroit they had a lot of challenges with back taxes and all this type of thing. Now, if you buy a home for a dollar, you have to follow some very specific rules and regulations. It needs to be renovated within 18 months. It has to be brought back to, buyers will have 120 days to bring the exterior up to city code. Okay, that's the exterior up to city code, and 18 months to renovate the entire property. So make sure you follow some of these guidelines. There's also a limit to the type of homes you can purchase. The city's only selling single family homes that are less than 1,500 square feet and homes that have sat in their inventory for over 5 years. So interesting. Now, if you want to learn more, I did some digging and I actually called the city of St. Louis, and you can get in touch with the real estate receptionist. They've designated a specific person to help you with this, and you can make an offer on properties. And these properties, again, they're vacant houses in the 1970s, and there are about 50 properties through a lottery system back then. And now there are over 500 you can choose from. So check it out. And if you've ever had a chance to go to St. Louis, it's beautiful. I mean, you have these old brick homes and super modern interiors that some of the really good real estate investors are doing amazing renovations in, and you have to check it out. Like, go to St. Louis, drive some of these projects, and you'll find that there's some really good gold here, and the margins could work out really well. So if you want to make a bid, do it. Super easy. Call the real estate receptionist, and here's the phone number, 314-657-3712. Again, 314-657-3712. So see if that opportunity makes sense. Think Realty Nation, that's the show. Get in touch with us. Go to thinkrealty.com, ask your questions, and we'll answer it right here on the Think Realty podcast. This podcast was brought to you by Roofstock. If you're ready to buy your next real estate investment property, then check out Roofstock, the number one marketplace for buying and selling single-family rental homes. Featuring tenant-occupied rental properties for sale in over 20 states, Roofstock makes it easy to invest in cash-flowing real estate outside your local market. And to help you invest remotely with confidence, all properties are backed by Roofstock's leading 30-day money-back guarantee. That's an industry-leading 30-day money-back guarantee. Sign up for free today to find your next cash-flowing rental property at roofstock.com/thinkrealty. Think Realty Nation, it's been fun. Have questions again, get in touch. You already know how to do it. I'm over here everywhere on social at Abhi Golhar. And until next time, happy investing.